Hello, everybody. With Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. The number is 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Richard Piper.
Thanks, Bob. This month we're looking at eight vital belief issues, the totality of which create a system for putting your Christian beliefs in context, mm-hmm. and responding to the initiative that God has taken on your behalf, on my behalf, in Jesus. And today we're going to finish up a conversation about forgiveness. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and we talked in kind of broad brush strokes. I want to reference several verses today. So if you're in a place where you can write this down, write down these verses. I'll give you the references so you can write them down and look them up. But I'm trying to paint a picture today of just how forgiven you and I are. Because this is one of the issues that we face over and over and over again in this program, in the email and phone conversations we have outside of this program. I struggled with this early on in my Christian belief, and it's just so vital to understand forgiveness. So let me read a few passages. I'll give you the references. This comes from John 10. All of John 10 is worth reading, but in particular, this is verses 17 and 18. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up. This command I received from my Father. So when you stop and think about the crucifixion, who killed Jesus? Did the Romans kill him? Did the Jewish leadership kill him? No. I mean, they beat him to within an inch of his life, humanly. But as the Son of God, he had been given the authority to lay his life down and to pick it back up again. What that suggests is that you and I really have no involvement in God's plan for forgiveness other than to accept it.
To accept it, yeah.
Because Jesus laid it down. So how did Jesus lay it down? Did he think he was finished? In John 19, verses 28 to 30, but I'm not going to read the whole thing in the interest of time, but look it up. John 19, 28 to 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit, which is exactly what he was saying back in John 10. I have the power to lay it down and to pick it up. In this great act of faith, the greatest act of faith ever in the history of the world, Jesus, in spite of the fact that he couldn't sense the Father there because he had become sin, our sin, he says, "Well, here's my spirit, Father. I'm putting it into your hands. And if it falls on the floor, if it falls on the dirt here at the foot of the cross, so be it." He still trusted the Father. Right. And so he gave it up. He thought he was done. I think if God's Son, God himself in human form, says it's finished, it must be finished.
I'll say.
Okay? Will Jesus ever deal with sin again? Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. That's Hebrews 9:28. Jesus died once, only once. He's never going to die again. We talked about this verse yesterday. What do you have in Jesus? In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. It's Ephesians 1:7. I mean, look at the picture that's being painted here. The law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. So Jesus did have to die. His blood was shed. Because his blood was shed, I can receive forgiveness. We were reconciled to him. That first was Hebrews 9:22. Romans 5:10. When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. Is this forgiveness future, or is it now? 1 John 2:12. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. Colossians 2:13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Acts 10:43, all the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Now, this is just a few passages, but they paint one singular picture.
A beautiful picture.
And it truly is finished. If you want to understand eternal life, you've got to start at the cross and accept the forgiveness that Jesus provided there. And then you're free to move past the cross to the empty tomb and say, wow, this Jesus is alive again, and now he's living in me. But until you deal with the forgiveness issue, you will never experience the abundant life. Because if you're still working on things about, well, have I confessed enough? Have I repented enough? Have I lost fellowship with God because I slammed my finger with a hammer and swore? If you're worrying about that kind of stuff, you cannot look at Jesus and say, thank you, Lord, for my forgiveness and for my life. But when you deal with this forgiveness issue once and for all, and it really is a faith response, Jesus has initiated it all. By faith, accept the grace offered to us. You'll receive forgiveness. You'll receive eternal life. And that's worth jumping up and down and screaming for.
I'll guarantee you're right. That's what you hear each day on Basic Gospel, everybody. It is fantastic news for each of us. It says when he returns the second time, it will be without reference to sin. He won't even refer to it. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's over. It's
done.
And he has completed his work. It is finished. Well, this is Basic Gospel again, 844-322-2742, a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. We want to hear from you. We want you to join the conversation. We'd like for you to add something to what everybody hears on this broadcast today. So give us a call. Again, open lines, and they are wide open right now at 844-322-2742. In the meantime, Richard, a question from Eddie, who writes to us from Milledgeville, Georgia. He says, once we have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, can we lose our salvation? A beautiful thing that just dovetails right into what we're talking about.
Yes, but there's kind of a gotcha in that question, so I want to make sure we get it right. Let me take you over to Acts chapter 1. Make sure Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says to them, I don't want you to leave Jerusalem. This is around verse 4. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with or in water, but in a few days you will be baptized with or in the Holy Spirit. And so what he was saying there is that as beautiful a picture as water baptism is, the indication of salvation is this baptism by or in or with the Holy Spirit. And so when I'm baptized, or when you, listener, are baptized in the Holy Spirit, it means that the Spirit has come to live inside of you. Mm-hmm. It's what it means to be born again or to be made a new creation. The Holy Spirit is now living inside of you. Once you've got that Holy Spirit living inside of you, you are sealed for salvation. Think about the importance of a seal in many documents. Treaties and official documents are sealed. They cannot be broken. That seal can't be broken except by the person to whom it was intended. Mm-hmm. And God is the one who seals, therefore, because this new covenant we live in is a covenant between God and himself, only God can break that seal. And he's promised us that he will never do that. So once I am sealed by God with the indwelling Holy Spirit, I am saved, period, end of story. Now, the gotcha in the question can come if you happen to be attending a tradition, a belief system, that says, well, you'd better, you know, what it means to be baptized with the Holy Spirit is that you have to speak in tongues, or you have to prophesy, or you have to do this. That takes the baptism of the Holy Spirit and trivializes it to a mere behavior issue. Mm-hmm. This is far more than behavior. This is the actual recreation inside of me as the down payment guaranteeing the recreation that will happen outside of me when Jesus returns the second time. So don't get lost in a behavioral confusion. Allow the Holy Spirit to take up residence in you. He's never going to leave.
Right.
You are absolutely saved, absolutely secure, and then allow the Holy Spirit to change you from the inside out as you walk through your life.
Absolutely. Eddie, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live on Basic Gospel, why, we encourage you to drop us an email if you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss. You can do that by simply addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. That's pretty simple, bob@basicgospel.net. Drop your email question to us. Richard, a great schedule of events coming up here.
Yes, we're going to be busy.
Yes, indeed.
On airplanes and things.
Yeah, the first thing on the agenda, of course, is going to be October 2nd when we're going to begin a new teaching series here on this very program.
Yes.
It will be a live program, although the phone lines will not be open so everybody can pay attention and follow along. And I think also this is going to be a great opportunity for those around the country who would like to start small group Bible studies in their own homes or wherever the situation might be, a local restaurant or wherever, to do that. You can bring your computer, check on, pull up the archive, and you can study right along with us regardless of what time you're doing that. You could do it at midnight or whatever. Just go to the archive.
But just know that I'll be in bed.
Richard will be in bed for sure, and I probably will,
the
too.
The archive will be fine, but I won't be there.
So the teaching series, The New Covenant Journey, it comes from our study guide by the same name, and we encourage you to go online at basicgospel.net, and you can find the place where you can order that, or you can go directly to our store at store@basicgospel.net, and you can order your copy right now. As a matter of fact, we encourage you to order several copies if you can, because others might be joining your study, your local study, a little bit later than the first date, and so you want to be able to provide one for them. So again, go to basicgospel.net or store.basicgospel.net, and you can find The New Covenant Journey, and we'd love for you to be a part of that study. But that's going to be coming up on October 2nd right here in this very room on this very program, and so we hope you'll join us then, and on the archive as well. Next on the agenda, October 4th, we're going to be in Waxahachie, Texas at Park Meadow Church, 10 o'clock, and that's going to be a great time. It's Basic Gospel Day in Waxahachie. We hope those of you in North Texas, Central Texas, listening on KBBW out of Waco and KWRD-FM here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we encourage you to come be a part of it. We want to meet you and like for you to meet us, and it's going to be a great day. Basic Gospel Day, October 4th, that's a Sunday, at Park Meadow Church in Waxahachie. Then on October 24th, we're going to be at King's College in New York City for a for an event. Richard, I think I have all the information here, but I think you have been more intimately involved in that than I have. It's basically a two-day event, Day of Boldness, presented by WMCA Radio, our affiliate there in the New York City area, and then a Basic Gospel event on its own the following day.
Yes, the beauty of the day before, Friday, October 23rd, WMCA is hosting this event called Day of Boldness. And our own Bob Christopher has been invited to be one of the keynotes of that. So he will be leading some breakout sessions, and he's going to be there with
Dr. Robert Jeffress.
Yeah, Dr. Robert Jeffress from here at Dallas First Baptist. And I have the wrong glasses on, so I can't read this other guy's name. Demas somebody.
Yeah.
Sala,
I know him.
Barros.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry if I butchered your name. The three of them are going to be leading various breakout sessions and meeting with pastors in that area. It is just an incredible opportunity and quite an honor for Mr. Christopher to be invited.
Yes, right.
And he'll have plenty of copies of his book. But then the next day, all of us get to join him at King's College in this event from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., where we'll actually talk about some of these key issues and you know, interact with the audience. And we invite you to sign up for that and come. We'd love to meet you. We haven't been able to do enough things in New York City.
Right.
We've been there for a couple of years now, but we want to start making inroads into New York City. We know you're listening. We want to meet you. We want to rile you up, get you all excited, and connecting with your friends and families, and we just look forward to seeing you there.
You bet. Well, about 2 weeks following that event, we'll be, of course, in the Washington area and Bristow, Virginia, at Grace Community College for a repeat of our Basic
yes.
College Basic Gospel Seminar. So that's great, great events coming up, and if you'd like to be a part of one of those or more than one of those, you can go to basicgospel.net, click the Events tab, and all the information is right
yes.
there.
Forgot to mention, if you sign up for either the King's College event or the Grace Community Church event in Virginia, you will get a copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, mm-hmm. Simply Grace, and a study guide to go along with it. And so you'll actually get tangible things other than our handshakes.
So we are looking forward to shaking your hands and meeting you and having you do exactly the same. Well, again, plenty of open lines. This is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Davis. I'm here with Richard Piper today. That toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Let's go to Emmett, Louisiana. Talk to Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing fine, man.
Hey, y'all. I just wanted to call in to give testimony to what Richard was saying about the forgiveness issue. Because I know, and Richard, you know as well, and all y'all know, is when I settled that in my life, oh, I can't even begin to explain to you what's happened. But, I mean, you're absolutely spot on. And I just want to give testimony to the Lord Jesus for that and to thank y'all for proclaiming them truths. Because I tell you what, for anybody that's sitting out there in radio land hearing this, I sure hope they allow it to penetrate their hearts, because if they do, they're in for a lifestyle that they never could imagine, because I know that's what's happened to me. And I just want to thank y'all and the Lord Jesus, you know, for using y'all to proclaim this truth, because I tell you what, it's real. It's as real as I'm sitting here talking to you guys on the raw telephone.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'm going to tell a little bit on you, Wayne, but not too much. And I'm only going to say this because I went through the same thing Wayne went through. Because I didn't understand forgiveness,
right.
I was constantly, constantly afraid that God didn't like me anymore and was about to hit me upside the head with a 2x4. And,
oh, yeah.
And when you're in that position, and it doesn't take, you know, it doesn't take being a serial murderer to be in that position. If you think there's anything you have to do to impress God to get in the first place or maintain your salvation, you are going to be tied up in knots, and it's going to drive you into the pit of despair. I'll guarantee it. Now,
right.
You can live a lie.
That's what I wanted to call it.
Yeah.
And encourage everybody and just give testimony to Lord Jesus for that, because, I mean, what you're saying is just so spot on, and I just hope everybody can get a hold of that, and the Spirit will just reveal that precious truth to them, because it's real, brother, and you know it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this is that, you know, I can't explain it to you. Wayne can't explain it to you. We can tell you what it has meant to us. Bob Davis
absolutely.
Can tell you what it has meant to him. But until you actually say to Jesus, I am clueless, Lord. I don't know if I'm forgiven or I'm not. I'm afraid that the next time I sin, you're going to just blot me out of existence. Tell him that. Say, please make it clear to me what it is you've given me and how it is I can experience this freedom. And I guarantee you he will do it. He will use the Spirit to renew your mind in the truths of the Scripture, taking this Bible and putting it inside you in a way that only he can, and your life will change. Guaranteed.
And yes, it will. And you, I mean, you've just voiced my sentiments exactly. I couldn't have said it as good as you did, but I mean, that is spot on. So.
Yeah.
Well, Wayne, we appreciate hearing from you, brother, as always.
Yes.
Thanks for your call and for your encouragement. And
we
look forward to hearing from you again. So you take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Well, again, we have open lines at 844-322-2742, and we have some time on the clock, 844-322-2742. Kind of a mishmash of questions that have come in by email, Richard. I thought I would address one or two of those right now. This is from Carl from the Atlanta area. He says, my question is it wrong for a believer or Christian to play the lottery? And if he or she wins, is it wrong to give to the church? Is it wrong?
Well, if you go to a real legalistic church, they will accuse you of terrible things for playing the lottery, but send you a thank you note for your donation.
Absolutely.
This comes under the heading of what Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians when he said, look, anything I want to do is lawful. There's nothing that's going to stop me from doing anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. Yeah. So if you have the money to burn, and that's an important if you want to put a couple of bucks down on the lottery, that's between you and Jesus. Okay. The problem is that so many people start playing and they get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. They become dependent upon it. Now they're wasting money, money that they can't afford, money they should be using to pay bills, buy food, etc. So in and of itself, the lottery is a gigantic waste of money. But if you've got a couple of bucks and can afford it, go ahead. Here's a warning that I'll bet you would never have expected. Right now, in the state of Illinois, lottery winners who have won $25,000 or more are not being paid because the state is out of money.
Oh.
And so think about that. You know, even if you win, you may not be
brand
winning.
New tax, huh?
Yeah. And so,
thank you for that.
The fiscal responsibility matters all the way around. So put it between you and God, and don't say, if I win big, I'll give to the church. That's bargaining with God, saying, sure, you know, okay, God, if you bless me, I'll give to the... Now, don't do that. Just, if you can afford it, do it and be done. But what I'd rather you did was talk to the Lord about how is it that I get my finances into the proper shape so that I can afford to give to my local church and feed my family and do all the things that are important. Take care. That's all I'm saying. It's legal, lawful to do anything, but do not be controlled by anything other than the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Well, Carl, hope that is a help to you. Now, we're going to go and we're going to talk to another Wayne listening in New Jersey. Now, Wayne, did you win the lottery?
Absolutely. Well, back in 1994, I nearly won the lottery, but I missed by one number.
Oh, my.
But going back about a couple years back, I was playing a lot of it, but I got convicted by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I went to play again, but I realized I should not do this because I've been convicted by the Holy Spirit. And I would encourage anyone that they should not play around. It's not a good thing to invest in.
Yeah. Well, you see, you did it exactly the right way. The Holy Spirit convicted you, said, Wayne, this isn't the right thing to be doing. You listened, you obeyed, you walked by faith, and there you have it. That's as clear a statement as could possibly be made.
Yeah.
And in so many cases, people just won't listen. I say, well, maybe just this one more time. I know I'll hit it big this time. And now we're in a belief system that just makes no sense at all. And so, Wayne, you're absolutely correct. You played. The Lord said, it's time for you to stop playing. You stopped. And you're still walking by faith in the living Jesus.
Yes, indeed. Well, Wayne, thanks for your input on that. Good to hear from you. You know, well, here at Basic Gospel, we have not won the lottery.
Nope.
But every day on this broadcast that we call Basic Gospel, we accept calls and share emailed questions from listeners all across the U.S. and Canada. And those calls present different issues for discussion, family relationships, work-related issues, the stress and frustration of trying to live up to God's expectations, or as Bob Christopher says, trying to be God's guide, and failing time after time. And sometimes at the end of those calls, we're privileged to pray with those who have discovered in the course of the conversation the age-old truth that we can't, but God did, in the person of Jesus Christ. And to hear that person express their newfound faith in Jesus and receive his life, what an incredible blessing and honor for us to be a part of. And that's what you support when you give through this ministry of Basic Gospel. We thank those of you who give consistently to see and hear this message take root in the hearts and lives of others. It's why it is so vitally important that this program remain on the air, live, to be available at their time of need. So thanks to each of you who partner with us in keeping the good news coming. For your gift of any amount this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's series, The Power of Eight, Transforming Truths Every Believer Should Know. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, any page on that website, or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. It's good to be with you as always. We'll be back on Monday for another live edition. So for Richard and Bob and the staff, Bob Davison, God bless you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.